your line.
Hi, Chad. How are you? Doing well?
Good. How about yourself? Yes. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I still feel like I overate on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't want to see another turkey in my life. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Ma'am, I did.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, Chad, my name is Nadine. I am one of the regional specialists, and so I take care of pricing and details for your area, and I know that Mary does such a wonderful job really going over the basics of our program, but she did want me to, you know, discuss the pricing and details. Most importantly, I want to make sure, Chad, this is a good fit for your business, right? That it makes sense. So I'm grabbing these notes. Was there any questions that you had for me as far as, like, where we do the placement or questions about how this all works?
In general, I wanted to get pricing and see what it's costing and what it is that everything that it entitles.
Yeah. Well, what type of marketing, could I ask, are you doing now that's helping you, you know, generate more new business?
Word of mouth is huge, but... I would say Angie. I don't typically do Thumbtack too much, but like I do a thing called Angie Ads, which is a little bit different than Angie's, but I think same company.
Yeah, there's the Angie's Ads, and then there's the Angie's, formerly known as Home Advisor, right, where you pay per lead. So are you doing the one that's the flat rate?
Yeah.
And
I'm
leads
doing
come
Angie
in?
Ads.
Okay.
Yes. I'm doing Angie Ads, yeah.
How do you like that program so far? I mean, how's it been working for you?
Pretty good. Just like everything else, there's still going to be a little bit of scams and whatnot, but for the most part, a lot better than going through Angie's or Home Advisor without the ads or whatever.
Good. Okay, without having, like, that pay-per-lead and you're sharing it with everybody. Okay, great. And then... I saw a couple other directories where I found you listed, MapQuest. I didn't see, I was looking for a website or Facebook page. You haven't created one yet, right? I found a website. I just found it. All Around Painting.
It's pretty generic, but yeah.
-llc.com. And it's like a paintbrush, right? With like paint kind of swirling with the paintbrush. Your logo?
To be honest with you, I don't necessarily. Yeah. Well, that's not my real logo. That's just like the generic version.
Oh, okay. But this website has where they could even book appointments with you, right? I think.
Yes.
It's got your phone number on it. Okay, beautiful. Good looking website. Did you do that yourself?
No, it's a company that I'm using.
Oh, okay. Are they just managing your website, or what else are they doing for you?
That's basically essentially all they do. From what I'm told, to be honest with you, I don't know all the crazy details of it, but I would say that's the gist of it. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so typically you stay within Albuquerque. I know you're in Rio Rancho, right? But she put Albuquerque as your area that you target for potential clients?
Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, and Santa Fe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. How's the weather right now? Is it getting kind of cold?
Cloudy. Yeah. I guess you can call it gloomy.
Okay. And is it both residential and commercial that you do, or do you have a preference?
Residential and commercial.
Okay. When it comes to... marketing, do you prefer a program where you would pay a fixed flat rate monthly, or would you like a program where you would pay per lead, but these are nothing like Angie's leads? I'm talking about leads that are actual phone calls that you don't share with anyone, but you only pay for the ones that are qualified.
Yeah, I guess I would like to know both options.
Okay. So I'm going to share with you first about Google's pay-per-lead program. And Chad, you've probably seen it at the very top of the page. It'll say sponsored, Google verified with a check mark. It used to be called Google Guarantee. That is Google's pay-per-lead program where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. It is only sent to you. There are requirements. So Google will run a background check last 7 years. They want to make sure you don't have any felonies. And they require that you carry a $250,000 general liability insurance minimum. No license is required. Do you have the insurance?
Yes.
Beautiful. And then the only other thing is that they want you to have a Google online presence, like a Google business profile with 5 reviews, and we can help you get that. Okay. That program, it'll be listed at the very top of the page. That program, there is a one-time $250 application fee, and what we do is we send you the application, and you fill it out and upload your insurance document, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? Now, for you to get approved, Chad, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say this. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check. Now, once you are approved, we will call you to notify you because within 3 days, we want to activate your leads unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? If you say, call me in 2 weeks, then we call you in 2 weeks. Okay? To activate your leads, we start you off with a minimum monthly budget. Minimum monthly budget is $507. Now, that, Chad, is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $39. Now, here's the kicker on it. Let's say someone called you, I don't know, to repair their water heater, right? That's completely outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What they consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to go give them an estimate, then that's qualified. Okay?
Okay, so even if it's like an estimate and it's something I don't do, you're saying?
No. Like, let's say someone called you, right? Anything other than painting. Okay? Let's say they called you, hey, can you install some drywall? That's outside of your service. That's unqualified. Okay? If they called you about a painting job and you gave them a price or you said, hey, let's set an appointment. I'm going to go give you an estimate on what the cost would be to paint the outside of your home. Then that's considered a qualified lead. Okay. Now, Google will assign a tracking number. It's linked to your phone. And the calls, they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. But we also have our team here that's monitoring it. So if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to have that credit back to you. Make sense?
Okay.
You get one lead in the month. Okay. What's left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now that next month, you're only going to pay $39 because basically you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically you're just replenishing to get your budget back up to the $507 for the month.
And then what happens, is there a way to go over the leads?
Once you get the 13 leads, it's not going to keep shooting you more leads. But let's say you decided, you know what, this is working really well. I want to start receiving up to 20 leads. You just let us know that. It'll change your minimum monthly budget, but not your cost per lead. So you could always increase the amount of leads that you receive in the month, but that's at your discretion. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you're going on vacation or you're on a project that's going to take you like at least 3 or 4 weeks, right? And you can't handle more work. You call us and you say, pause my leads, and we pause them. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you have control over how many times you want to pause it, for as long as you need to pause it. There's like no limitation on that. Okay?
Okay.
And it allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. I mean, if you wanted to target the whole you know, state of New Mexico, you could. I don't recommend it, right? It puts you out kind of far, but you can.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's strictly for the painting. Okay. Now, there's another program. It's what we call the VIP Platinum Package. This package is set at a fixed flat rate monthly. Okay. This part of the package, we don't charge you per job, per call, or per click. But basically, this package is going to put you on the first page of Google in the local map section. Okay. You need that Google Business Profile page, right? We're going to help you gain reviews on there. We're going to make sure that that page is always popping up at the moment when they're searching up your services, and they'll click on the number to call you directly. We're going to list you on Bing, which is a sister company to Google, Yelp, Apple Maps. You don't have a business Facebook page, right? Or am I missing it? Okay.
No.
We're going to build you a business Facebook page, and we're going to do Facebook advertising. Now, Chad, when someone's doing a search on Google for your services, let's say they didn't call you, but now they happen to be on Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, that's when they see your ad appear. And that's what's going to also help you reach more new clients. But we make it unique so that we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. And when they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. We'll make sure that your website is also attached and visible. We're not going to change your website. We just want to make sure that that's attached. And then we cover the what we call the mobile platform. Anyone that uses their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, or voice-activated searches, they can find you listed on the first page. Okay? This package is a fixed flat monthly rate of $299 a month. And then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee. So basically, you're looking at $398 to get it started, and then it's $299 monthly after that.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
It sounds like that's the better route, but it's cheaper.
That which one's the better route?
The
Facebook
advertising? The one that you just explained. Or no, just the package you were saying to be on Google, or what? I guess I'm a little bit confused, as because it sounds like based off of what you're saying, the one you just mentioned, the one that's basically cheaper per month, is the better route.
Actually, I'm going to tell you something. No, you're not. Both of them are actually the best packages, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they're two separate programs, right? So one is a pay per lead, and then one's a fixed flat rate. When you're talking about the one with the fixed flat rate, it doesn't matter how many calls, how many jobs you get, you're going to pay that same rate of $299 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing with that, like if someone called you like, oh, hey, they're calling you from, I don't know, they want you to come out and to repair their shingle on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting a credit for that, right? Because you're not paying per rate. You're paying that flat rate.
Yeah.
So that's the difference with that program, right? It's a great program.
Okay.
However, Google Verified, those are leads that when someone calls you from the Google Verified program because they saw your profile there, it'll show you pass Google's background check. It'll show that you're insured and you have the verified badge. That means that Google approved you and verified you that you're a legitimate company. Okay, so you have to jump through the hoops to be a part of that program, right? Google doesn't just sign anybody up. Like if you had a felony on your background check, you're automatically disqualified. Okay?
Okay.
So Google is very, like you go through an approval process, right? I don't see you having a problem passing, you know what I mean? But I'm saying people know that for you to be a part of the Google Verified program, you have to pass all of them, right? And Google will approve you. So a lot of people are inclined to calling those that are part of the Google Verified program because they know you've been basically approved by Google to be a part of that, okay? So both programs, I will tell you, are excellent programs. In fact, I have a package, we call it the Ideal Package, which combines both of these programs into one package, okay? So basically, when you do the Ideal Package, you know that first part that, the second package that we talked about that was $299 with a $99 setup fee?
Yeah.
When you do it in the Ideal Package, it actually removes the setup fee. So it saves you $99, okay? So basically, for that program, you're paying just the $299 a month. And then all you pay for the Google Verified is just the application fee. You don't get charged for any of those leads from that program until you're approved, and we call you to notify you, and then you tell us, okay, activate the leads or call me in 2 weeks, right? So,
okay.
So to kind of make it like as clear as possible, right? You pay $549 today, okay? That's going to cover your $299 that's taking care of the local SEO, local map, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, business Facebook page, Facebook advertising, and directory submission. This also will include the $250 application fee, right?
Okay.
And we're getting you through the approval process for the Google Verified. Now, come December 3rd, okay, Chad? We're only charging you the $299, right? Because you're still going through the approval for the Google Verified, okay? Now, you might get approved for Google Verified. I mean, let's just say you got approved for Google Verified, I don't know, December 20th. We're going to call you and tell you, hey, you've been approved for Google Verified. Are you ready to activate your leads in 3 days? Okay? You might say, you know what, go ahead and activate them now. If you say activate them now, then we're going to charge you the $507 to activate the leads, to turn them on. Now, when a lead comes in from that program, and you'll know because on your tracking and reporting system, it's going to identify the calls that were from the Google Verified program. So when a call comes in from that program, it deducts $39 from the $507. And let's just say you only got one lead. Well, the following month, right, every third of the month, you're paying $299 because that's a flat rate. But the following month, you know, after that first month that you turned on your leads for the Google Verified, and if you only got one lead, then you know that that second month for the Google Verified, you're only paying $39 because you're getting your budget back up to the $507. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a really good program. I'll tell you both of them. Hands down, Google Verified is one of Google's better products. One of Google's better products. I recommend it to anybody that it's available for.
But it almost sounds like now the Ideal Package, let's say the both of them combined, is actually the cheapest route almost.
Yeah, because what happens is when we combine them both, I can waive that setup fee, right? And play with that number a little bit to help you with pricing. You see what I'm saying? Because
based off of everything you're explaining, it just sounds like one's like a 507 a month or whatever like that. But then it's like if I combine them both, even though it's $600 down today, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it's like almost $600 down today, but then it's only $300 a month. I mean, and I still get the Verified and still get the leads and stuff like that, or no?
No, let me explain it. Okay, let's say you started today.
I figured I missed something.
It's okay, hon. I don't mind because sometimes it could be a little confusing, so that's why I always want to make sure that you firmly understand, right? Let's say you paid the $599 today, right?
Okay.
To get this program started, okay?
Yeah.
Or actually, no, it wouldn't be $599. Hold on. Let me take out my calculator because, my God, I've been working with numbers all day. Okay. So you paid $299 today to start the...
Anyway, just a week before I know, so we continue. This is for the Ideal Package?
Yes, okay. Ideal Package. We're going to talk about Ideal. So the Ideal Package is going to include the $299 monthly program, right? That program's always $299 a month. That's not for the leads. That's for the one that has the Google business profile in the local map first page, right? The Facebook ad, the Facebook business page, directories, and voice activated searches. Okay. So that one's $299 monthly. You pay the $299 today. We're only going to charge you the $250 application fee aside from the $299, right? We can't charge you for any Google verified leads because you're going through the process of getting approved. Okay? So today you would pay $549, right? Now, every third of the month, December 3rd, January 3rd, February 3rd, you know, if you keep up that $299 package, every third of the month, you're going to automatically be charged the $299. Okay? Now, you paid December 3rd, you paid today, right? $549, January 3rd, you pay $299. And then let's just say, okay, January, I'm going to throw a number out there. January 15th, we call you. Chad, you just got approved for Google Verified. Are you ready to activate those leads in 3 days? Okay. When we turn on those leads, you're going to pay $507. So how I would put it to you like this. There is going to be a month, Chad, where you would have paid the $299 on the 3rd, and then whatever day in that month, you might also be paying the $507 to turn on your leads. Does that make sense now?
You're saying there might be a month where it's like $700 and some?
Like $806. There might be a month where it's $806, okay? Because you would have activated your leads and had already paid your payment on the 3rd for the other part of the program. Because it's like two packages in one, okay?
Okay.
So your leads, though, are never going to exceed the $507. You will never pay no more than that for the leads. Now, if you got, let's just say, there was a month you got all 13 leads. You know that next month, you have to replenish your budget for the Google guaranteed leads, so you would pay $507 again. But if you only got two leads, you know your leads are $39. So that means the following month, the budget that was from the month before rolls over. So the following month, you're only going to pay $39 times two because you're basically paying for the two leads that you got the month before.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And what is the cancellation if something were to happen, let's say in a few months or something of that nature?
Oh, yeah. So we always ask you, you know, to at least stick it out 3 months. What we call it is a 3-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. Okay. If you decide, you know what, let's say after 3 months, you're like, you know what, I'm good. I need to discontinue services. Okay. Just make sure you call 3 business days before the bill is due so that way you don't get charged.
Okay. And what number do I contact? Is it this number that you're currently calling me on?
Oh, no, I would send you all of that. No, in fact, let me send you the 877 number just so you have it. It'll have my extension. I'm the one that's considered the lead on the account, Chad, but we actually have a team that is dedicated to you. We do all the work, right? So this way, you can focus on your jobs, okay? So with this, you would have a team dedicated. Let me know if you got the text I just sent you right now.
Yeah. Nadine?
Yep. Nadine Medina. That is me, the one and only.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's me. So basically, you would call the 877 number and you would just say, hey, I need to cancel, you know?
Okay.
And then, they'll ask you, okay, any reason for the cancellation? Because they always have to ask, right? And you could say whatever it is, you know? You could also, like, let's say after a couple months, you're like, you know what? I really like the Google Verified program. I'm not too interested in this other program. You could always discontinue the $299 program and only stick with the Google Verified. you always have that option too. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking the Google Verify. I guess that's why I was confused, because I was like, okay, I know the price is $299.
You're like, wait a minute, how's it cheaper now?
But yeah, because that's what was confusing me. Like, I and then I was like, no, hold on. If you combine the two, I hope it ain't $800 a month. But yeah, so
well, there would be one month though, and I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
There could be a 1 month where you are paying right, like an accumulation of $806 because you would have paid your $299, you know, the third. But then you might have at the end of the month where you know. Let's say you got approved and you're like, yeah, go ahead and activate the leads. Well, then you're paying that 507.
Yeah, and
that
would just be
right?
that 1 month though. And then after that, it would just be the 507.
Well, after that, unless if you canceled the other part of the program, you know what I mean? And only stuck with the Google Verified, you always have that option. You know what I mean? But if you kept both programs.
Yes.
Keeping both programs, every third of the month, no matter what, it's always going to be $299. That price will never change. Okay, it's always going to
for
be that same rate.
Program.
Not for both hunts. Remember, $299 is covering.
Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, we're going to get through this. The $299
is
always going to take care of your Google Business Profile first page in the local map. It's going to take care of Bing, Yelp, Facebook business page, Facebook advertising, and then the mobile platform that also includes voice activated searches. Okay. Meaning like, you know, when someone, hey Siri, find me a painter near me, that's what will pull you up in the search results. Okay. That price is always going to be
If I'm doing both every single month, is it going to be the $800 every single month?
Not every single month, because remember, the Google Verified leads, there could be a month that you only got 3 leads, right?
Yeah.
But potentially
it could be up basically on the high end, $800 a month, but it could be
806
as low
on the high end. I would say 806 on the high end possibility, but no more than that 806. Or it could be less than that, right? Because if you didn't get all 13 leads, then you know. But it would never exceed that 806. I will tell you this.
Well, then,
I've never heard anyone, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
No. Go for it.
I have seen people have really great success with this ideal package, with all of our packages, right? I don't offer you Google Ads because I'm going to tell you why. I feel like you would be more successful with this package, with this program, right? Because Google Ads, that's like a cost per click, and you can end up with a bunch of click fees and no conversions. You got to invest a lot of money in that one to even get a good conversion rate. And I feel for you, that wouldn't be the most beneficial one for you. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm kind of leaning towards the Google Verified because I like more of the, I guess, I mean, I like flat rate type stuff, and the fact that I don't know what it's going to be, and it could be lower and stuff like that, but I feel like $800 a month, if that potentially could happen, I think because of Angie Ads and different things that I have, that I think everything accumulated, I think that's going to be a little bit too high. It's not undoable. I mean, it's just, and I just don't want to be those things just to waste money and in a few months.
Yeah, no. And listen, and let me tell you, right? So let's just say, okay, you start with this package, right? And then you get approved for the Google Verified. You're doing the Google Verified 1 month already. And then you're like, you know what? I would just rather only keep the Google Verified. Okay? You call us and let us know that. And we discontinue the other package. So we get rid of the $299 and you're only paying for the Google Verified leads. Do you see what I'm saying? You could always drop the other package. You don't have to stick with it for life, right? That $299 package, we're basically asking you with that part of the package to give us a 3-month verbal agreement that you'll stick it out 3 months, right? I know you like this package. I want to help you with pricing, okay?
Okay.
Let me do something really quick. I'm going to play with this real fast and add this credit, because instead of you paying the $299 a month, the lowest I can actually get it dropped down for you would be $249. Okay? So that price won't change. It's not taking away anything, right? So if we bring it down to the $249 a month, right, and then your application fee is the $250, so then you would be paying $499, excuse me, to get it started, okay? And then your monthly, every third of the month is $249, right? Now, I know sometimes $50 can go a long ways, because I know it does for me. It doesn't even cover my lash extensions, but we won't tell my husband that. He would have a heart attack. If he knew what I spend on my lash extensions, he'd be like, what are you doing? But, I mean, $50, you know, like I said, that can help, you know, a little bit here and there, right? So I can save you money on that part. So even if, right, let's say, so $499, and then January 3rd, okay, you would pay $249. Yeah. So every third, it's then going to be $249. So technically, there would be that 1 month, right? Like, let's say the highest end on that would be $249, and then the 507. Let me see. So you're looking at no more than $756, right?
Okay. And that's when I'm also ready to turn on the V. Like, if I don't have work going on and I turn.
Exactly. So like, let's say, right? We called you. Hey, you ready to activate your leads? You might say, you know what? I need you guys to give me like 2 or 3 more weeks. Okay. No problem. And then, you know, when you're like 3 or 4 months in, right? Since you had signed up with us, you might turn around and say after 3 or 4 months, hey, you know what? I don't want to pay the $249 anymore. I just want to stick with the Google Verified. You always have that option. But with me lowering it to $249 for that other part of the program of the ideal package, your highest is going to be $756 with both the leads being turned on, right, at $507 and the $249 package part of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean,
I don't know if
I
that helps you any.
I think we can give it. Yeah, it does. But I'm saying, I think we can give it a go. To worst case scenario, I have no problem. I've done it before, canceling stuff. So, I mean, if it's not working out, even though these are the slow months anyways, I mean, God has blessed me and my family. So, I mean, we're good during these months right now.
I'm a believer,
right now,
too.
So I think,
let me tell you, I'm glad that you mentioned God, because can I share something with you? I'm a believer.
Go ahead.
Chad.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, ma'am.
And I'll tell you this. My pastor tells me all the time, make sure that even if it's a short conversation, that God is mentioned in your conversation. And thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate it. I know some people aren't always as open, right? So.
No, and that's fine. Yeah, I don't work with people like that. If I say God bless you and they get offended and whatever, I have no problem turning the other cheek, and I have no problem
with
that individual.
I say Merry Christmas, I say God bless you, have a blessed day, and you know what? If people get offended, it wasn't done to offend them. You know what I mean? If anything, it's giving them like an affirmation, right? I had one guy tell me, I receive whatever blessing you give me right now, and I said, absolutely, amen to that. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
So it warms my heart to hear that.
So yeah, we can try it and give it a go, and then,
Okay. Let me do this, Chad. I'm going to first prepare this email for you, so this way you have it in writing, okay? And it gives you this whole breakdown, the whole breakdown of it. So let me do this, because I want you to see it for yourself that, okay, there's going to be that $249 every third. So it'll show like how we separate it, how we allocate the money. And then let me put for the painter. It's going to be $507 is your minimum monthly budget. And then, and I always put the plus, because what that means is you always have that ability, like if you wanted to receive more leads, then you know that the minimum monthly budget would change, but not your cost per lead. Okay? Make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. But if you never change it and you keep it at getting up to 13, then it's always going to be the 507, no more than that. Okay. Depending on how many you get in the month. All right. So let me send this to you. Now with this ideal package, what I love about it too is that you're also going to have an account manager. Aside from the team dedicated to your account, they will assign you an account manager, like a point of contact. What's the best email for you, Chad?
It's going to be allaroundpaintingllc@aol.com.
My husband and I were just talking about AOL last night. I'm not even joking. Yeah, we were totally talking about that.
Many years.
You sound younger than me. I will say that.
I am. I have no idea. I'm 37. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're like almost the age. Well, you're a little bit old, a couple of years older than my older daughters. Yeah, my oldest daughter, my oldest stepdaughter, they're actually, one just turned 33 and, wait a minute. Yeah, Vanessa turned 32 and Cynthia's going to be 31. So yeah, I'm 53. It was so funny the other day. Oh, okay. I told someone I was 54 and I'm all, wait a minute. I was born in 72. What the heck? I'm giving myself another year. Yeah, so not too many people still use AOL, you know, so awesome.
Yeah, and it's crazy because people think I've been established for many years, but it's just when my wife helped me with this, that's what she originally had, and that's what she created, so for whatever reason.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay, so you've never created, like, a Gmail account?
I have a Gmail, but not through All Around Painting. No, that's I have personal accounts.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, good. Now, this number, I just sent you the email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And this number, the 505-573-3310 number, that's the best number to reach you at, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you're actually an hour ahead of me. You're on Mountain Standard Time. We're in California. Have you ever been out this way?
Yes, ma'am. We go out for a local cheer competitions and Disneyland
and all that good stuff. You're not going to believe me when I tell you this, but I'm literally 5 minutes away from Disneyland. My grandkids love it because they get to see all the fireworks. It sounds like a war zone. It's like just insane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I saw an address, 149 La Cuesta Court Northeast. It's actually on your Angie's list. Is that the address that's associated with the business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this by chance your home address?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to hide this address. Okay. This is just for our back office. We don't post your address anywhere online. Okay. So it's going to be hidden. This is considered a home office. It's not like a brick and mortar where people go and, you know, pick out tile or something or buy products. Okay. So we'll make sure that address is hidden. And then, Chad, you spell your name the traditional way, C-H-A-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your last name?
Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-Z.
Oh, okay. Do you speak Spanish or no?
No, ma'am.
Poquito? You're like, poquito?
I understand it more than I speak it, that's for sure.
Do you? Yeah, it's okay. Give me 1 second. Headset was dying over here. I heard it beeping. So I'm like the fourth generation of my family. And so in my family, they never taught us Spanish because they didn't want us kids to understand what the adults were talking about. Right. But I picked up on it anyways. My husband, when he was young, spoke it fluently because his grandma, but as he got older, like you could talk to him in Spanish and he understands everything you're saying, but don't ask him to reply back.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I'm going to also do this, Chad. I would like for you to please save our 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. And
the,
this way.
877 that you sent me through text message?
Yes. Yes. Save that number in your contacts. Okay. Because whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you're going to contact customer service. That's always going to be our 877 number. And we're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, but you're actually an hour ahead of us. So we're always here for you at your time, 8 to 5. Now, if our team's calling you, they're calling you from the 877 number, okay? So that's why I always want you to save that. If you look at that last text I sent you, it also has your login credentials for your client dashboard when you're tracking your results with us, okay? You're going to be able to see, Chad, what keywords you're listed for, where they perform the location of the search, how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. So you'll be able to track all of that, okay? I love the tracking and reporting system because you're going to also see your calls in there. And what I love about it is that you can categorize your calls like this is a follow-up needed, or you can put like already spoke with them. There's like different notes you can put on the calls to kind of keep yourself more categorized. Okay. What are your typical hours of operation?
To receive calls is 24 hours, but
okay.
I would say we typically do we'll do 7 to 6.
7 to 6? Are you a Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. And I'm going to put 7 to 6, right?
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm putting the areas of target. Rio Rancho. And then I'm going to also put, you said Santa Fe, right?
Yeah.
And Albuquerque too?
Yeah. I mean, I prefer Albuquerque and Rio Rancho more, but I mean, yeah, we got to put
okay. Well, then we could put that. We don't have to put Santa Fe. You let me know what you want to put.
Yeah, I'm thinking Albuquerque and Rio Rancho is probably the best bet.
Okay. We'll do that. No worries. And then painting is like interior, exterior. Do you do any drywall work?
Yes, we do repair a drywall. Interior, exterior painting.
Commercial and residential, right?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this question. If someone called you for drywall repair, would you go out there just for the drywall repair?
Not typically, just because we do it as a part of the painting process.
Then maybe
but if it's
I won't
just
mention
that. Yeah, just because if I do that, I feel like there's drywallers that are a little bit quicker at it. So because of that, they tend to be a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, so I don't want someone calling you just for that if you don't do just that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. Did you want me to notate your wife on the account to make changes? Like, let's say in the event you needed a change made and you had her call, or do you want to be the only one on here for now?
I guess I could be the only one on there. It's just as simple as putting down her name and contact number?
Yeah, it's just not even her contact number. I just notate wife is authorized to make changes, and I put her first and last name. So if she were to call in, let's say she called in to make a change, if her name's not listed on the account as authorized, they're going to say, we need Chad to call to give us the okay to have you make the change. So it's your preference.
Okay, yeah. No, it's fine. Yeah, it's going to be Michelle Harper.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to put on here, wife is authorized to make changes, okay? Just in case, if for whatever reason you had her call, at least she's on there, you know? They're not going to be calling to bug in her because they don't have her number, okay? Now let's see here. Okay, do you prefer when we communicate with you, Chad, that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I mean, I guess... Yeah, I mean, I honestly, all three, because if you email me and I want to call, I can just call or something like that.
Okay, perfect. Now, what we're going to do, too, to assist you, you're going to get a tracking number with this, and it's a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This is how you're going to identify the calls that are actually verified calls or which ones are coming from the Facebook ads or the local map listing, right? Now, this number is also going to prevent from you getting a lot of spam calls, okay? What I love about this, it's not going to stop it completely, but it's going to minimize them because they don't typically call tracking numbers, okay? But it's a good tool for you to see like, okay, hey, I see that call I got, or even if you're on the wave, I love this too, because let's say you're on the wave, right, to go give an estimate and you forgot the address at home. You go into your tracking and reporting system and you can retrieve the call and grab the address from there. That's what I love about it. Okay?
Okay.
Now we're going to build you the business Facebook page. Do you at least have a personal Facebook?
I do not.
Okay. This is going to be your homework, and I'm sure your wife could help you with this. Okay? How the business Facebook page is created is through a personal page. You don't have to have pictures. You don't have to have friends on there. It's just how it's created, because we need to give you access to your business Facebook page. So this way you have the ownership of it. No one's going to even see the personal page. Okay? So I just need you, you know, in the next couple of days, you and your wife, just open up a personal Facebook. Like I said, don't even put pictures on there. And then just shoot us the link. It's real simple. Okay? Does she ever go on Facebook?
I believe she has a Facebook, yes. But
okay.
She's not really into, yeah, we typically, and my only thing is, to be honest with you, I don't want to create a personal Facebook, like, by any means. I do not want to.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to have your name on it. In other words, like, you could put whatever on it. But it's just, we just need that personal link so that way we can create the one for the business. No one, I promise you, is going to even see that personal Facebook. So you could even create it like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just like with none of those. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, honestly, I'll have to ask her because I'm not too familiar with
yeah,
it.
Just ask her. Just, hey, listen, can you just open up a personal Facebook? I mean, it doesn't even have to be your real name on there, Chad. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You could just put CH or whatever. There's a way to get around it, and it's just to open it so that way we can create the one for the business. And then what we do is once we create that, then this way you have ownership to it. And if you don't want to have the ownership to it, your wife can. Because it's going to be your business Facebook page, and it's a way for you to have that presence for your business on there. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes people go on the groups on Facebook, and they'll say, hey, does anyone know a painter? And they might say, hey, yeah, check out this company, All Around Painting. And they can go on that page, click, and call you. Simple as that.
Okay.
So it's really helpful. I understand about, you know, sometimes people just don't want Facebook because just, you know what I mean? The whole social media thing, but it really is helpful for the business. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then, let me see here. And then I'm putting for, let's see, you already have your own website, so we're not doing that. Let me go here and grab that website link that I had just found for you. Where did it go? I just had it. I was like, I just had it right here. Now where'd it go? Let me see. There it is. Okay, so let's put this here. And no one's going to mess with your website. I just want to make sure that they attach it where it's listed. Okay. And then, let's see. Let's go here. So this is for the painter. 507. And then $39 is your cost per lead. And then let's go here. Okay. And then also, let me see, we're going to create that. Do you have people that you can get reviews from? Like, do you still talk to your past clients?
Yes, I have some that I can.
Oh, good. Good. Because we're going to create you a link too once we have it set up so you can start getting reviews on your page. Okay. We always encourage it. Now, there's two companies that Google uses to do the background check. Okay, Chad? One company is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we're going to call you to notify you because you need to be like on the lookout for an email or a text message. One of them's going to ask you to put, you know, the front and back copy of your driver's license or your ID, because they're trying to identify that it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might ask you put in your name, your birth date, because again, they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. But we will notify you who it is once we know. So this way you're aware. Okay. And you do have to respond to it within 24 hours. Otherwise, we have to have them resend it. Okay.
Okay.
And then let me put here, this question doesn't apply to you. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So now, we're going to start going over billing, but real quick, the business name, should it have the LLC included or do you want it without?
No, with the LLC included.
With the LLC. Okay. Okay, so we'll leave the LLC because we want to, you said to leave it, right? Just to confirm?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay. So now, what I'm going to do before we even go through the payment information, okay, I always walk you through, it's called a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. It's going to outline your service agreement, and because it's the reason is because I have you at that discounted pricing. And so, like I mentioned, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over billing date, the amount, if you need to cancel, to call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, okay, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back, Chad, and review it with you and then rephrase it. I prefer for you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me go here and I'm going to turn on the recording, Chad, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, please state the name of your business.
All Around Painting, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chad Valdez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
You also authorize your wife, Michelle Harper, that she can make changes to the account in the event you can't call in to make the change?
Yes.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, Chad, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, whenever we call, it's going to be from our 877 number, and that is why I asked you to save that number. So please make sure that you saved it under Local Splash in your contacts. Please always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all phone calls to you. Okay? Now, as I was mentioning, you know, with increased visibility, you might get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to provide you a security question, and this security question is actually going to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So, Chad, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Bagley.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Cagley, C-A-G-L-E-Y.
Okay. So let's say someone called you saying they're Local Splash and you're like, I'm not sure, you know. Just say, what's my security question? If they refuse to give it to you, kindly disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, another example is several of my clients, they get called by a company called Yelp. Yelp basically offers advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you're interested in trying it out, let me know, Chad, and we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Does that mean that I wouldn't go through other marketing companies? Or
no,
that
no, we're not saying that you can't. What we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, just give us a call so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So, like,
okay,
let's say you said, hey, I'm going to do...
the fact that I already have Angie's ads, like, that's
oh,
okay.
Angie's ads got nothing to do with what we do. That wouldn't even interfere. You're fine. Yeah. If you were to call and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing Thumbtack, we tell you, yeah, go for it, because it's not interfering with what we're doing. They don't do what we do. So you're not spending more money. You know what I mean? It's like you're not doubling up on something, in other words. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So...
okay.
Again, we're just asking if you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Okay.
Now, as a part of our verification process, it is essential, that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Okay? These may include your business license, proof of insurance, your Google verified application, and any other items recommended for the Google business verification. Chad, we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or even the suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go slow on this part so that way you clearly understand it, okay?
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 3rd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 24th day of each month in the amount of $249. Okay? That is a monthly recurring payment. Remember that you are not being charged for the leads of the Google Verified until you've been approved and we call you to notify you of it and to activate them within 3 days. But if you tell us, no, I need you to call me in 2 weeks to activate them, then we call you in 2 weeks. Okay? But every third of the month, you're going to have that $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time, and that's by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. You must speak with the live representative to make sure that it gets canceled. Make sure you speak with someone live, okay? If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee applied, okay? And that's for the part of the 249. I'm not talking about the part of the local, the Google verified leads, okay? Now, to prevent the charges for the next month of service, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. Okay, so I'm talking 3 business days before the 3rd, because that's what's considered your billing date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chad, for the payment, the card that you're using, let me go to the billing.
Yes, it'll be the monthly one that is charged.
Okay. This is going to be the card that we'll put on file. This card, does it have your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. How does your name read on there? Is it just Chad Valdez, or is there like a middle initial?
Damn it. Oh, I'm pretty sure it's Chad R. Valdez, All Around Painting LLC.
Okay. You're pretty sure?
Yeah,
I never remember on mine, on some of them, I found where I'm like, why is my middle initial on this one but not on the other one? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to try to grab that.
It's okay. Take your time. In the meantime, I'm going to start looking at our calendar as well.
Yes, it's Chad R. Valdez, All Around Painting LLC.
Okay. Same billing address as the 149 La Cuesta Court. Is that Northeast?
Yes.
Okay. 87124. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4246-3154-1583-5881.
Expiration month and year.
08/29.
And the CVV code on the back?
977.
977. Okay. I'm going to be updating the package right now, and then I'll process the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to start receiving a bunch of, like, emails and text messages, okay? And we're going to go over in specifically 3 of them. And then I want you to start thinking about what your day looks like tomorrow. So what we're going to do is we're going to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding, okay? Client interview and onboarding is when you're going to speak with one of my technicians. You're going to talk to them about your keywords, your areas of target. You're going to talk to them. They're going to tell you where to send pictures, okay? This is where I say the magic happens. Doesn't happen with me, even though I think it does, but it doesn't. It's going to be in that client interview because they're going to verify. Basically, what they're going to do, I'll block out an hour, but they're going to verify everything that you and I went over just to make sure I notated correctly. They're going to go over more in detail with you as well. And so it might take about 30 to 40 minutes or a little bit longer, Chad. It really depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? But I always like to schedule it at a time that's going to be, you know, convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
The earlier, the better.
The earlier, the better. Okay. Sounds good to me. So let's take a look here. Let me see. Let me see what's the earliest appointments I have for tomorrow. I always feel like around this time, my computer just wants to, like, be slower than molasses. I'm like, come on. I'm over here clicking away, and what's going on? Okay. So we're looking at today's the 3rd, so we're going to look at the 4th. I have an appointment as early as 10 o'clock tomorrow, your time. I have 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, and then I have a 4 o'clock your time. What time
yeah,
would you
it would
like?
Have to be, it would have to be 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah, if that's
okay.
The earliest, and I'm hoping
yeah,
that that's
that
will
the
work.
Earliest. Yeah, and if for some reason, listen, I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview, right, just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. But let's say we call you, right, and we're like, hey, Chad, it's time for your client interview. And you're like, oh, my gosh, no, I need you guys to call me back in like 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back, okay? Or if you're like, listen, this time isn't going to work for me. I need to reschedule for tomorrow or later today, then we can do that too. It is not a problem, okay? So you just pick up the call and you just say, hey, I need you guys to call me back. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you between 10 and 10:30 your time, and it'll be from that 877 number. So I always say make sure that you call, you answer all calls within that hour, okay? So let me send you this. Let's go here. And calendar invite, put that there. Okay. I'm going to put idea package. Yeah, and then tomorrow too, you might also be hearing from your account manager as well to introduce themselves, which I love that this package has that because I don't know, for me, it's just, it's always like puts my mind at ease knowing that it's not just our team, but also you have someone else that's got their eyes on your account. So that's always a good thing. Okay.
Yes,
so I sent you that. All right. Now, I know you got a bunch of emails and text messages. So I'm going to tell you which one I need you to find first. There's going to be one that says initial invoice. Or if it's easier for you to read off the ones that you see in front of you, and I'll tell you which one to open.
It's okay. I'm on the initial invoice.
Okay, perfect. So let me open it up on my end, too. So when you go on to read that, it says, hello, Chad R. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms towards the bottom?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to click on that, and it's going to open up a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to find where you see your phone number.
Yeah, it's already pulled up. Where you can check the boxes.
Yeah, check the boxes. So one says that you agreed to receive text messages from us. The other one says that you certify it's your name on the card that you provided. Your information is true and correct. And that you acknowledge it's a recurring payment. When you're typing your name at the very bottom, don't put a period after the R. Just put Chad R. Valdez and then confirm your signature. Make sure there are spaces in between the names and the initial because this system's super, like, sensitive. And then okay. When you click on confirm signature.
Okay.
You had a question?
No, I'm trying to call my doctor. Okay, go.
Okay. When you click on confirm signatures, should open up a page asking you to put a username and password, correct?
Okay.
Beautiful. That is where you go in and you track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
So your username, if you look back at the text message, not the one with my name, the one after that, I included your username and password. Your username is always going to be your phone number, Chad, with no dashes. Password is P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in cat, social. PPC,
is it
social.
Capital?
All lowercase, one word. All lowercase.
Okay, PPC, social.
All lowercase, one word. Okay. And then you should be able to log in. It'll tell you, oh, connect your Google Verified or something. You don't need to do anything. I would like you to try to log in, though, just to make sure you can log in. Let me know once it lets you in.
It says connect to Google. Okay.
Yep.
Well, okay. And then
perfect. You don't need to do anything there. I just wanted you to try to log in so that way you can see, okay, yeah, this is how I log in. Now, go back out of that. There's going to be one that will say, let me go here. There's going to be one.
About email?
You could go to either your email or your text messages. Either one.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
There's going to be one that's going to say Google Verified Campaign Begins. It's going to actually be that application. Okay. When you open it up, it says we've now charged a non-refundable one-time application onboarding fee to your preferred payment. If you already have your own campaign, that doesn't pertain to you. If you don't already have your own campaign, we will create a campaign for you. To continue the application process for the program, please review and complete this application. You're going to click on that. When you're filling out the application, okay, you're only going to upload your business insurance because the license isn't required. Okay, where it's asking you for the license, you could put NA or skip it. It's going to ask you your birth date, what's your social, because remember, they're going to run a background check on you. If you have an EIN, put that number two. If you don't have an EIN, then put your social again, okay? Because that would be like your EIN. Now, there's a part that's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? They're talking about employees that are face-to-face, doing the bidding, collecting the money. That is only you. If you put that you even have one employee, okay, what they're going to do then is they're going to ask you for their information and run a background check on them. Okay? So you only put zero. Whenever it's asking you about employees, NA. NA, not applicable. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, there's one more I need you to find that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And we're almost done.
Okay, let me see. Let me go back to my other email.
And thank you so much for
action
your patience.
Needed picture. Okay, action needed picture of me. Okay.
Okay. Right here. So these are pictures that we need. It's a list that we're sending you, pictures that we need of items to get you verified with the Google Business Profile. None of these pictures are going to post online. Okay, so send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your business license, your business insurance. Send us pictures Send us pictures of your, if you have business cards that you hand out, send us a picture of that, right? Send us pictures of any of these items that you have. And whatever you don't have, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then now, tomorrow, reminder that we're calling you from that 877 number, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If you, for any reason, you need a few more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your business Facebook page created. You're going to be listed in the directories as well. Okay? These can start generating phone calls for you. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions that's written to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, I will always stick to the timeline that's written, 60 to 90 days. Even when I have seen many times, Chad, where it's happened sooner, I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? We will notify you when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories, because we like to keep you in the loop of the steps that are being completed. With the Google verified leads with that program, within 4 to 8 weeks, you will be approved, okay? When you are approved, we will call you and notify you to activate the leads within 3 days unless if you tell us otherwise, okay? However, when we call you, Google will also notify us at that time as well if you even qualify for what they call max bidding, right? Max bidding means that you have the choice, okay, to either pay double or triple the cost of the lead, okay, if you wanted to be closer to the top. I really don't even see that, to be honest with you. That is up to Google if you're even approved for that. But I was looking for painters just where you're at in Rio Rancho. Let me go back to it. And it doesn't seem like you have a whole lot of competition. Do you have a lot of competitors in your area that you've noticed?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I see some, but you know what? Like, there's Santa Fe, R&R, Ace Handyman, but those guys are, like, everywhere. Chaparros.
Yeah, because when I type in Google, there's some, like,
Chaparros painting.
Mike's quality painting, all that.
Okay,
stuff
so
well.
Check this. No, you don't have a lot. Look at MSD Painting, Ace Handyman, Chaparros Painting, Serta Pro, Desert Winds, Santa Fe, R&R, and then there's Andy's Painting and Mike's Quality. So you don't really have a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's good for you. You know, that's really good for you.
Yes.
So I would like to be the first Chad to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you, you know, expand your business. If you have any questions, please call me. Okay. Otherwise, tomorrow I'm going to try to do my best to be available to do the introduction with you and the technician. So as long as I'm not on another call or in a meeting, I will be available to introduce you. If I'm not available when it's time for them to call you, they're not going to even wait for me. They're going to proceed with calling you directly. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, well, it's been my pleasure to speak with you. God bless you, Chad, and your business. I'm super excited for you, okay? And so then we'll talk with you tomorrow between 10 and 10:30.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. We have a good one. God bless you as well.
Thank you. I receive it. I'll take any blessings I can get right now, you know? Tis the season,
yes, ma'am.
Right? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a beautiful evening. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.